I have much pleasure in calling upon His Worship the Mayor, Mr. Manning, to address you.
Mr. Robinson, distinguished visitors, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to say at the outset how pleased I am indeed to see such a big gathering on this important function in the history of the city of Christchurch. This gathering, to me, is an indication of the interest that the citizens of Christchurch and those employed in business and trade show in their city and the pride that they experience in its development. We know, and most of you are aware, that those in civic authority cannot allow the heart or the center of the city to deteriorate in any way whatsoever. We know, or we encourage anyhow, a dynamic approach to the progressive aspect and business developments in the heart of the city, and particularly our own city of Christchurch. Therefore, for me this morning, it is indeed a wonderful pleasure to be here at this function and to express on behalf of the City Council our deep appreciation of the Government Life Insurance Department for the departure of building such an edifice right in the center of our city. And I know you are all hoping that the development of these buildings in the center of our city, and namely in Cathedral Square, will contribute to the aesthetic nature of Cathedral Square itself.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my very great pleasure to ask the Honourable Mr. John Ray, Minister in Charge of the Government Life Insurance Office, to address you and declare the building open.
This is a page in history, and it's very interesting to know how great things can start from very small events. I don't know how many of you know it, my staff do, but this is the result of a letter written by a simple gold miner from Gabriel's Gully 90-odd years ago, who inquired how he could acquire an annuity for a small sum, as there appeared to be no office in New Zealand to do just that. The original letter is held by the Government Life Office, and facsimiles are distributed amongst the branches. I've seen it, and it's quite an interesting fact. And that led to inquiries throughout the Commonwealth in particular, and the continent and the United States. And from this information, Sir Julius Vogel, he wasn't then, he was just Mr. Vogel, and in opposition, tabled a motion in the House that a state life insurance office be opened. And within a few weeks, there was a change of government, and he was in a position of authority, and so this new department commenced its operations in 1869 with a capital of £2,000. Very small beginning. It was treated as a loan, and within 4 years, that money was repaid. They have not required any money from the state ever since. The office has assisted in placing life insurance in New Zealand on a very sound basis. A great feature of its work has been the provision of insurance cover at very low cost, and thereby has served as a useful yardstick of life insurance services and charges. Its charges, or its premiums, over the full range of life cover have always been low. It's had to stand some strains. In more recent time, we've had two world wars, and there were losses as a result of those wars. But nevertheless, the prudent management of the office, its actuarial reserves, ensured that it was able to take that load and carried it without any effort. The funds are very usefully employed. Some go to government security. Local bodies get their share, and loans to farmers, business people, and to homeowners to varying degrees are allotted some of these funds, which have to be invested to produce the return, which will enable the policyholders to get their bonuses. Now, the present building was designed by Collins and Son, whose firm designed the original office of this site. There's some argument about the height of the size of this building. I've got some notes here which says 13 stories, and everybody round about's been counting them this morning, and they can't make it that number. But anyhow, there's nine plus the basement, and that provides off-street parking, Mr. Manning, and I think that's a very good thing, plus the penthouse and whatever things are up on top. But we can't quite make it 13, but it has over 100,000 square feet, and while its initial cost is something like 800,000, there are more things, and the furnishings and everything that people will bring in, you can say there's £1 million invested in this site without any difficulty at all. And I'm led to believe, and I really believe it because I've seen nothing like it, that this is the largest office building in the South Island. I too would like to congratulate all those who've taken a part. A building today of this dimension, of course, is the result of many men's work. The architectural side, as Mr. Collins will say, involves all manner of people today that perhaps weren't when his grandfather started off. But the structural engineer, the quantity surveyor, so many come into that side of it. And then the builder is so dependent on not only on his own staff, but also on the many sub-trades who have to make their contribution. The last time I looked at this place, it was some time, considerable time ago, and the building, for all practical outward appearances, was finished. But when you got inside, you found that the electricians and all the other people still had an awful lot to do. But I would like to congratulate all those, from those who conceived it right down to the humblest workmen, for the part that they have played. And now we see the finished result, of which I, and I'm sure you, are extremely proud. So this comes to the end of what I wanted to say or needed to say, and it's now my pleasant duty of declaring the building officially opened